for example, I think the statistics were saying 1 in 3 people are suffering from obesity in America.
Right.
1 in 3. Yeah. 33% of the population. holy cow, you know. And so if you can just sort of reimagine London, what do you think the numbers would be in terms of obesity? 1 in 5? 1 in 10?
I'm really not sure. Definitely less than America, I'd say. But London is probably quite a few, maybe 1 in 10. I'm really not sure. It's difficult to say. Again, I've not been to London very much.
Okay.
But it's not like I notice, like, wow, everybody's really overweight here or anything like that. I'm also probably not a great example to ask because I've known quite a few people, like, who have... like, my sister, for example, she has a very fast metabolism. And, no matter, you know, like, she's very, very skinny, always has been. Yeah. And... Yeah, I've had quite skinny friends in school. One of my friends was actually anorexic, so
it's a completely separate problem.
Yeah, so I haven't had sort of much experience myself with a sort of.
But I can tell you, and you probably have seen enough American TV shows and seen enough footage of man on the street interviews in CNN or whatever, and you've seen that this is true, that these statistics aren't lying. How do you take that as someone who just doesn't see that in their country? Or me, I feel the same way. I am the way I am. My whole family is the way they are. We don't have that problem. And then I see Americans either coming here and they're, you know, they display this problem, or I see it on TV. I mean, I can say my opinion. I want to hear yours first.
I think, I don't know, I'm just... It sort of makes me think, like, what are the food standards like in America? Like, are there regulations on how much salt and fat goes into the food, and, like, how much processed stuff is being served? Obviously there is the sort of, I think it's quite famous worldwide that American portion sizes and restaurants are notoriously large. I think
you ever been to America?
No, I haven't. Okay. I've never been abroad until now.
Oh, that's right, you said that. Okay.
Yeah, unless you count Shanghai, where I was there for one day because my flight was cancelled.
Yeah. Let's say it counts. That would be cool. Let's say I've been to China. Now you can say I've been to China. you've hit pretty much the nail on the head in a lot of different ways. All of the portion, number one, portion sizes. But you also mentioned about salt and fat.
Yeah.
That's not really the problem.
Okay.
There's a lot of research from the 70s that said fat is the problem. We have to remove fat from our diet. So there was an effort to replace butter with margarine, to go to low-fat diets and to go with, like, go to 2% milk or skim milk as opposed to whole milk. And the processes that were required to actually create that kind of processed food was actually what contributed to a lot of the unhealthiness.
Oh, okay.
And especially the heart disease that was occurring in North Americans and probably a lot of Europeans.
Yeah.
Margarine is terrible for you. Mm. Butter is healthier for you. And then more research started to come out that showed that fat was actually a pretty important part of your diet. If you didn't get enough fat, that actually led to... certain problems themselves. But what happened was, to replace your hormonal or psychological need to... fat tastes good. That's why olive oil tastes good. That's why a good steak tastes good.
Mm.
To replace that, the processed food industry replaced it with sugar.
Ah.
And so you started getting way more sugar. You started getting sugared water. Have you had those in here in Japan?
No, I've really never understood that.